I was with Matthew Elliott, Michael Carayannis at Stadium Australia, where Parramatta were going to beat Canterbury Bankstown and get back into fourth spot. No way. Bulldogs flog them 34-4. And Max King, their hard-working lock or front rower, their middle forward, has been very, very good for the Bulldogs, and he's on the line. Max, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on, boys.
My absolute pleasure. I read after that game that Michael Potter said, get them before you get you. I think you ticked that box.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. And that's been a bit of a theme, actually. Tavita loves that quote, so he says it all the time, and he's lead by actions.
Well, Mick Potter seems to be too. He's come in, he's got some experience coaching at all levels, and I know him to be a very decent man, and he's a straight shooter, to be sure. The attack is the noticeable difference, albeit your defence was outstanding as well on Monday against Parramatta. What's ostensibly changed since the change of coaching?
It's a tough one to put the finger down on. I mean, Mick's been good, you know, and with all respect to, you know, Barrett, not taking anything away, he's a great coach. But I think where we were in our season, we were struggling. I think it's probably just helped, you know, some fresh eyes, you know, at the club, and some fresh opinions on things. And it showed on the weekend, you know, with the performance like that. And I guess it shows, you know, we've got a performance like that in us every week. It's just, having that mentality of turning up.
I can't help but notice, and over the last couple of years, you're a proud Yorkshireman coming over at 7 years old. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mate. So my mum's still got a really strong accent. I've lost my accent, but if you see me walking around Cronulla Beach with my shirt off, you'd see I've still got the pale skin with me.
Got the Huddersfield Giants budgie smugglers on, strutting
around.
Yeah,
I've got the Huddersfield big chest and the rig for it as well. So I usually just walk around with me England budgie smugglers, and hopefully, you know, people put two and two together and give me the hall pass of my pale skin.
Max, the last time I spoke with you, you were in Albury as the COVID lockdown started in 2020.
Yeah.
And it was not long after that where you guys were off to the Sunshine Coast, seemingly forevermore. And you played with Josh Adokar, who you've joined at the Bulldogs this year. What impressed you most about the way he handled not being selected in that New South Wales Origin team? I mean, he's come out the last 2 weeks on fire with 5 tries in 2 games.
I was surprised as well. Like, I found out just word of mouth, you know, through the boys, and he was obviously in the sort of same locker room, and he sort of still walked around with his chest out, and, you know, sort of like he wasn't too shattered. Like, obviously he would have been shattered, but you know, he just was next job sort of mentality, and obviously he's been playing good footy, and mate, Josh has been, I couldn't speak highly enough, you know. People see, you know, his charisma and his great personality and his, you know, tries on the weekend, but inside it, in the club, you know, and it's particularly where we're at, you know, we're rebuilding and that, he's been a great leader, and he's come from a great system at Melbourne, and he's really transferring that, you know, the best he can. So it's probably the first time, and first and last time you'll hear me, particularly on radio, giving a winger a rap, but nah, he's doing his best.
Yeah, Ashton's never given a winger a report in that competition.
So. back in your box, mate. Come on.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, it crawls under my skin, but he calls himself the Black Dallas Johnson. he reckons he's got a big hit in him, so he calls himself the Black Dallas Johnson. He reckons Bells, like Craig Bellamy, used to call him it all the time.
Well, we need some evidence.
Yeah. Absolutely. He must be a good singer or a good tackler.
he's trying to get that nickname role at the moment, but mate, he hasn't made a tackle in about 3 games. He either goes for the intercepts and scores, or they score.
Well, finally, if Josh Adokar reckons he can put on hits like Dallas Johnson, can he kick a ball as far as Matt Burton? Have you ever seen a dude kick a ball as far as that bloke?
I've never seen it. And, like, I watch him at training, and, man, he's taken drop kicks, and, like, he's taking them from the 40, and he's kicking them. You're not sure if it's in or it's out because it's going over the post. He's slotting these things from 40 out, and you're like, you can't tell if it's going in or it's out. So, mate, the way he torches him on the weekend, and yeah, I'm sort of chasing through as a middle, and I'm absolutely blowing. And I'm just there going, please drop it.
Too far.
And, more times than not, they are. So, mate, he's been our saviour. They call him the saviour over here. So he's been great.